around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's do it, everyone. Hour two is on. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, August 17th, 2024. And we're going to begin these next 60 minutes of the show that we have with you with the latest installment of the National Communal Forum. Well, this is week 231 for the NCF, as we like to call it. It's our special way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion and engage the now 585-plus weekly affiliates airing this show across the USA, up to Alaska, over to Hawaii, and to bring you original real-time reports on an array of topics you won't hear about elsewhere. So, three affiliates are waiting for us. Are they stations in your city? Well, we're about to find out. Mary, who are they?
We are. All right, let's welcome Joe Stevens, news reporter with our affiliate AM 1360 and FM 93.5 and FM 106.7 WMOV Radio. They're in Ravenswood, West Virginia, part of the Charleston, West Virginia DMA. We have J.P. Skelly, news director and morning host at AM 1490 and FM 101.3 KORN Radio. They're in Mitchell, South Dakota, within the Sioux Falls DMA. And then we have show host Michael Stevens. He is also here today from our affiliates AM 710 and FM 97.5 KGNC Radio in Amarillo, Texas. And so, JP, you would have been welcome as well, but Joe Stevens and Michael Stevens.
Stevens
is a surname in my family, and you guys missed our big family reunion.
You could all be related, I guess.
In Cincinnati, yeah. That's great.
I love about this business is the connectivity.
That's exactly right. You got to love it.
So, all right, this
welcome
is a good cross-section. Good morning to all of you. Joe, we're going to begin with you. So earlier this week, Mary and I actually did have to go to Cincinnati, and because we're on planes so often, we decided to make it a road trip and drive. On our way back, we came through Kentucky and then West Virginia, spent a lot of time in your state, in Parkersburg, to your north, Clarksburg, where Stonewall Jackson is from, eventually made it over to I-81 and hit Harper's Ferry in Martinsburg in the northeastern part of the state. So before the show today, actually, I just enjoyed, we bought some cherry cider at Cool Springs Park in Rollinsburg, which was great. I mean, anyway, fuel prices are good there. The rolling hills and mountains of West Virginia are always beautiful. So share with us some things you love about your state, Joe, and is it looking good for Governor Jim Justice to win the U.S. Senate seat this November?
Just tough tourism and not politics, to be honest with you right now. But guys, just being able to travel, and I'm glad to hear that you were able to travel side to side in West Virginia, because there's so much to offer in the mountain state. And believe me, if you like the mountains, you will be enthralled with what you have throughout the area. Where we're located in Ravenswood, we're right in the heart of the Mid-Ohio Valley, and a lot of really cool things going on around there. We have the Ohio River, which just gives a great time, folks, for outdoor recreation and that sort of thing. And, of course, we're in the mountains of West Virginia, and close by are some of the best skiing and snowboarding and winter activities during the winter months. But, you know, coming up not too long from now will be some of the most scenic drives that anybody could possibly have, and that's with the fall colors. And believe me, we attract folks from all over the country to see the fall colors in West Virginia.
Well, Joe, listen, I agree with this again. The skiing there, people don't think about with your state, and the fall colors, they might think, you know, come up to the Northeast where we are, but West Virginia is a great area to
lots
go do that.
Lots of other areas.
Good information.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate that.
All right, let's head to Amarillo, the heart of the Texas Panhandle, up there in the northwestern portion of the state of Texas. Michael, the Grand Canyon gets a lot of attention for its beauty and size, but you guys have Palo Duro Canyon State Park, the second largest canyon in our country, and Amarillo has a strong connection to Route 66. So both of those attractions alone, and I'm sure you have more, make it an enticing destination to visit, right?
Well, I think a lot of people tend to forget. They just think of Amarillo as sort of a pit stop along I-40 between, say, Oklahoma City and Albuquerque or north of Denver. But you beat me to two of the punches. Absolutely, the second largest canyon in the country is Palo Duro Canyon, and Palo Duro Canyon is merely about 15, 20 minutes away from Amarillo. I have to tell you, when I came here in 1996, one of the first things I was told about was Palo Duro Canyon, Michael, because I came here from Jacksonville, Florida, And they said, Michael J., when you get here, you've got to go see Paladro Canyon. It is absolutely gorgeous. And then you hit on sort of the trademark of our location, and that is the historic Route 66 cuts through the heart of Amarillo. And every year we have such celebrations along Route 66. It's really sort of the hallmark of who we are. I'm sort of jealous about listening to Joe and what's going on in West Virginia. We are so parched and dry right now. Mm. And so there's if you're looking for color, we're probably not it. But I'm telling you, there is so much to do in Amarillo that you have to think beyond the two ranches on each end of I-40. And by that, I mean the Big Texan Steak Ranch and then, of course, Cadillac Ranch, which are two of the photographic opportunities, if you will, as you come through town. But, yeah, you just nailed two of them. We are so proud of our heritage with Route 66 and Paladro Canyon. Until you see it and experience, there are some that actually believe Paladro Canyon is an extension of the Grand
Canyon.
That's interesting.
So,
yeah.
Michael, good information. We also want to show some love today to our listeners with JP there in South Dakota. So, you know, last week we discovered a number of state fairs that, frankly, were not on our radar screen. We talked about state fairs happening in August with a guest of ours. And South Dakota, I know your state fair is coming up at the end of this month over the Labor Day weekend. You also have the largest outdoor farm show, Dakota Fest, kicking off this week. So what can you report on, you know, on these to us today, JP? And also, what are one or two things that has the attention of people in your community that you're discussing regularly on your morning show?
Oh, we talk about a lot of things here in the Corn Palace City. And first of all, Dakota Fest is coming up this week, the largest outdoor farm show in South Dakota, and that's the 20th through the 22nd on the Schlafman Farm, southeast of Mitchell. If you're looking for information on farming or to learn about more of it and enjoy family activities as well, it's a great place to come to. Also, we are excited because the annual Corn Palace Festival is next week as well. It's August 21st through August 25th. A great time to get some great entertainment. We got Scotty McCreary coming in on Thursday the 22nd. We've got Skillet coming in on the 24th. And, of course, our beautiful theme on the world's only Corn Palace, Famous South Dakotans. And that's gotten a lot of attention from our visitors this year.
All right, really quick. I'm sorry, I was going to ask JP, and I just need 10-second answers on this because we're going to hit a break in less than 50 seconds. One item we need to come experience in your location. We're going to go the same direction. So let's go Joe, JP, and Michael, then JP, real quick.
Okay, with Joe, hey, we got the Battle Day celebration. History is a big thing in West Virginia.
Right.
Coming up in October. October is the Point Pleasant Battle Day celebration.
Michael, go ahead real quick.
That's Paladro Canyon. You've got to experience it.
And then JP real quick.
The Black Hills this fall.
All right. Black Hills, we got. Guys, listen, it's quick. Goes by quickly. Appreciate your affiliation with the show. Thank you for being part of the National Communal Forum today. Have a great weekend. Folks, when we come back, global travel, postal delivery, the personal connection, all will come together. Our live broadcast on this August 17th is back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from travelguard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at travelguard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. You know, folks, with a single sweet key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. We can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere while being pampered with intuitive, personalized service, savoring gourmet dining, and enjoying complimentary wines, beers, and spirits. Visit Seabourn.com for more information or show specials that include up to $2,200 off per suite for 2025 and 2026 cruises, or an air credit of up to $2,000 off select 2024 and 25 cruises and expeditions. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we move right into the G Block at 18 minutes past the hour, it's back-to-back weeks for the Personal Connection coming at you here on the show, and Colette is our sponsor.
And if you love to travel but you're not a fan of travel planning, we recommend you go guided with Colette. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, which all means that you get to enjoy your destination without the stress of making all those plans. You can do it right here in our own country or in so many different destinations around the globe. Think about this. You can wander a rainforest in Costa Rica. You can experience a tea ceremony in Japan. That sounds lovely. Maybe you'd enjoy riding a train through the Swiss Alps. Whatever it is, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel so much fun.
All three of those sound like fun things to do. Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time to go do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more information, or just go to rmworldtravel.com, click on sponsors.
About 600 miles off the coast of Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands have become a popular destination for their unique wildlife viewing and the remote volcanic landscapes. Well, our next guest has taken one of the island's postal traditions to the next level. We say this is quite an ambitious journey. He's joining us today from London via Google Meet. Here's Johnny Beardmore, better known these days as the Galapagos Postman, for today's Personal Connection.
Hello, Johnny. Nice to be connecting with you. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be here, guys. Always keen to have a chat with your friends over the ditch.
Well, thank you. Over the ditch, indeed. So, all right, since we have folks listening across the United States with us today, I want to set up the famous postal box on Floriana. This Galapagos Island has a long tradition of stampless postal box. Essentially, it's run by visitors, right? In short, you write a postcard, you stick it in the box, and a future traveler who comes along looks for letters addressed to locations near where they live. When you find one, you take it, or however many you want, back with you, and you have to hand deliver it to the addressee. So, Johnny, you were a lot more ambitious than just that. Share how you decided to, how many you decided to take, and what inspired you for this mission that you're on.
Sure. Look, I came across the post box back in 2023 when I visited myself, found out about it, put a letter in, took a couple out, delivered them to London, and got such a buzz from doing it. I was looking for a new adventure after, you know, to get out in the world again after COVID and, you know, the social media heavy world we live in at the moment that just was, I felt just a little disconnected from the world. I wanted to get out. And the methodology of these letters and delivering them just struck me as such a wonderful way to travel the world, meet new people and have some amazing experiences. So I decided to take 50 and deliver them to seven continents around the planet.
50.
All right, Johnny, that's a lot of letters and a lot of hand deliveries. Johnny, we've interviewed many travelers in this Personal Connection segment. This may be one of the most novel or unique travel stories. Can you share one story of a letter delivery? I'm sure you have many, but we only have time for one that really made the recipient happy. The recipient was home and kind of really reinforced for you what you're doing. So basically a great day on the job.
Sure. So I think the story that comes to mind is literally just Tuesday this week. I was in Dublin. I was going to make a delivery to Paddy and Bernadette, and I got in touch with Joe Duffy's radio show there, and he's pretty big in Ireland, mm-hmm. and they decided that we would do the letter delivery live, which I'd never done before on radio. I've had TV follow me, you know, but not live. And
sure.
So live calling in, we rocked up on the doorstep, knocked on the door, Patty answers. He's looking at me, and I said, "But you know, I've come here. My name is Johnny Beardmore, and I bought a card from the Galapagos Islands." And he's looking at me a little bit bewildered. Subsequently, I found out he had a massive hangover, so he was a little slow to react.
Of course, he did. It's Ireland.
yeah. And then he, you know, once I told him about it, we got him on the radio. He was chatting to Joe, and we just had this, wonderful chat with him and sharing it. And then we straight away, you know, within 30 minutes of being with him, we were just riffing and as if we were old mates. And he was such a
well, you'll be friends for life now.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So we then went out on the town. He took me around Dublin, and I got home at like 1 o'clock in the morning after a night Guinness.
Great. Well, so you're really making friends along the way.
Well, that underscores
mates
his
for life.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
So you're now. I know this is self-funded. I believe it's self-funded, correct? And you're aiming for all seven continents. I want to know if you think you're going to make all seven.
He's getting a call right now.
He's busy. He's a busy guy.
Sorry about that.
A lot of new friends now. Are you going to make all seven? And how many have you done so far? And have you hit Antarctica? And was anyone home?
Yep. So I will make all seven. I have already been to Antarctica. I started in the Galapagos in South America. I went straight down to Antarctica. I didn't have a letter to deliver, but I wanted to go. And I went to the most southerly post office in the world in Antarctica. Mm-hmm. Came back up through Central America and North America. Flew over to Iceland. Now in Europe and the UK, and about to head into Eastern Europe. So I've got three continents down so far, 38,000 miles, four to go, another 6 months on the road.
All right, so let's talk about this. I want to go back. First question, Mary said self-funded, but what do you consider your day job?
I'm a commercial storyteller. I help business development and sales teams try and win business through the art of bidding and proposals.
Okay.
So the storytelling element of that is very transferable.
So you can take your job with you. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's important. All right. So as unique and special as this is, Johnny, I mean, I can't imagine every home you're walking up to as a stranger has been welcoming. I mean, there's got to be dogs, there's security gates, maybe folks are away on vacation, they're on their job, they're at work themselves. Anything you want to share about the challenges of this journey?
Look, developing sort of little techniques to do it. I'll try and go in the middle of the day initially straight away when I first arrive, knock on the door. Most times I've hit the jackpot and somebody's been home. But if they haven't, I've then gone back in the evening, try it again when they might be home. And then I always have a little backup day the following day or a couple of days in the place so that if I miss them, I then start. I don't try to contact them before I get there. So it's all, old school rock.
It's spontaneity.
Knock on the door.
Yeah. Right.
And then if I can't reach them, I then try social media or I try their neighbours and I get into a bit of a detective way to try and find them. And so once you track them down and after the initial sort of apprehension and you show them the letter that's come from somebody they know or some of them have written them to themselves, they just open up and you're invited in as an old friend, especially when they hear how far I've travelled and what the story is about.
I love it.
So you did say, and I appreciate that you wanted to get out like all of us did after COVID and everything. You want to see the world. But we do know that a lot of this is for your father. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about the inspiration behind the idea of this in memory of your dad. And did your dad like to travel?
Yes, that's where I got my sort of wanderlust from, I think. Being based down in New Zealand as a young boy, didn't really do much traveling until I was 25. And then now, last 25 years, I'm at like 114 countries now, and it was his business travels that sort of started to inspire me. He unfortunately had motor neuron or ALS, North American listeners will be familiar with. He had it for 8 years. He passed away in October 22, and I knew that when he passed, I could go away and do another big challenge, and so I was looking for what it would be, and he would be the inspiration to raise awareness for motor neuron and ALS sufferers around the world, because they lose the ability, their mobility, their ability to communicate, they lose connection. And this whole challenge is really about human connection through the use of these.
Clearly, for the loss of connection that your dad had, you are making up for that in a tremendous way, because you're making more connections around the world than most people will in a lifetime. certainly we applaud that. And again, we're sorry for the passing of your dad. So, all right, you know, right now, you now, I guess, the Galapagos Postman, we're going to call you that, all right? So that's your secondary
that's
job.
That's his handle.
So,
yeah.
Johnny, where are you headed next? And, you know, with the holidays coming and so forth, do you slow down to enjoy that, or the mission continues regardless?
I'm traveling. It's pretty intense. 5 months, just the first 5 months flew by. I just had 2 weeks in London, just not moving. I'm still kind of working and doing, you know, talking about this and trying to promote and raise awareness. So I'm never, you know, pens down on holiday, and it won't be for the rest of this challenge until the 1st of March, 2025, when that's the end date.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to have to stay in touch and find out about some of these other locations. I hope that you will stay in touch with us and keep us updated. Love doing these type of segments with folks. I know we've done some others that come to mind. Not quite like yours, as Mary said, but besides your Instagram, which is Big O Adventures, is there someplace else that folks can follow your journey, or is Big O Adventures on Instagram the place you like to send people?
That's the main place. There's the Big O Adventures on Facebook as well has some of the information for people not on Instagram.
Okay, all right. Great. So again, folks, Big O Adventures. It will be where you can follow Johnny. Johnny, nice connecting with you. Enjoy the weekend, and go, Johnny, go.
Thanks, guys. I'm off to Tallinn tomorrow in Estonia, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Good luck. Thanks, let's connect again.
Take care.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I look forward to updating you in the new year.
Definitely.
Yes. All right, bye-bye.
Cheers, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
See you later. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, well, Mary, there goes. The screen has just gone blank. Johnny has left. Go, Johnny, go.
What a great journey.
You know, that is certainly another example of a personal connection and how travel can impact and be transformational for sure. So, all right, as we get ready for this bottom of the hour break, I am told that we have made connection again with Rudy. He'll join the show for the first time this hour. Three more segments are still ahead today. Don't go anywhere. Your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Together is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by TheraBreath. As the show moves along on this Saturday, before the weekend is over, how about we help you fix your breath? Besides just morning breath, think about it. Tuna, cigarettes, garlic, onions, yogurt, beer, cheese, so many different types of medications. They all cause bad breath. Well, we're here to help your career or help the career of those important to you by making having fresh breath a focus. Good oral hygiene is also key to good health. So for a fresh and healthy mouth, consider TheraBreath for all of you, for you and your family. We all fight the bad breath battle. By using TheraBreath Fresh Breath Oral Rinse, you can fix it. This stuff works. It doesn't mask bad breath like some of those burning alcohol mouthwashes that can actually irritate your mouth. There are no added dyes, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. It's gluten-free. It's even certified kosher. And if you have bleeding gums when you brush or floss, try TheraBreath Healthy Gums Oral Rinse. It includes an FDA-approved ingredient that's proven to fight gum disease. There's even a TheraBreath Whitening Oral Rinse to loosen and dissolve stains that other whitening products simply miss. All without harsh chemicals. Just look for the bright orange cap in retail or drug stores or order it at TheraBreath.com. There's confidence in every cap fill, folks. That's TheraBreath.com. Be sure to tell them Robert, Mary, and Rudy sent you. You can also go to the show at show website, as always, and click on sponsors for a link. Well, you've probably stayed in a motel, a hotel, maybe an Airbnb, maybe you've stayed in a lodge or even a tent. But have you ever stayed in a genuine lighthouse? Turns out you can do that. There are 14 states where that's an option, as well as lighthouses that take guests in Canada. Now, you might not expect room, you shouldn't expect room service in all of them, but the view is certainly going to be great. So let's consult an expert. For 20 years, Jeff Gales has been the executive director of the U.S. Lighthouse Society. Let's begin there. Jeff, what does the Lighthouse Society do exactly?
The U.S. Lighthouse Society, it's a nonprofit charitable organization that's dedicated to preserving lighthouses in America. And we've been doing it since 1983. We're the only national organization dedicated to this and one of the oldest. And we love doing what we do. We're a lighthouse crazy.
Now, these lighthouses you're preserving, I presume they're not working lighthouses anymore, or am I wrong?
There are a lot of lighthouses that aren't working, unfortunately, but the lion's share of them actually are still considered active aids to navigation. They still operate. So a lighthouse that might have a lodging opportunity or a vacation home opportunity, typically it's still working. And so the operation of the facility is more or less a partnership between an owner or a nonprofit group and the U.S. Coast Guard. So those folks who get the opportunity to stay at one are usually staying at a lighthouse that's functioning and still guiding traffic, maritime traffic.
Well, I did look at your website, and some of the lighthouses, I mean, I always think of a lighthouse as a, you know, straight thing sticking up out of the ground and with a light at the top. But there are, though, obviously that is a lighthouse, but there are many that are attached to homes where I gather the person who actually runs the lighthouse lives. So would you stay in one of these homes? Would the person running the lighthouse still be there with you? I mean, obviously as a guest, you're not supposed to run the place, are you?
You know, that's often a misconception about lighthouses. A lighthouse typically is part of a larger property that we refer to as a light station. So in some cases around the country, the lighthouse portion of the light station is attached to a home. Typically, that's on the Great Lakes. There's a lot of lighthouses attached to homes on the Great Lakes. But in other properties, and the lion's share of those around the country, lighthouses are part of a light station. So when people go and rent one to stay at, they're not usually sleeping in the lighthouse itself. They're sleeping in what we refer to as the keeper's house or the keeper's residence, where the lighthouse keeper would have lived with his family to take care of the property in days gone by.
So the lighthouse keeper is not there when a guest is staying there?
Well, lighthouse keeping, the role of lighthouse keeping has changed over the years. Lighthouses today don't usually have full-time staff on site because lighthouses over the years have been modernized. And GPS basically and controls navigation as well as other modern technologies. So the role of the lighthouse keeper has diminished. So typically lighthouse keepers aren't residing on site, but rather are managed by historical societies, nonprofits, even sometimes private owners of lighthouses that take care of those sites, but they don't actually live there. And having the opportunity to stay at a lighthouse and rent one, it actually is a great thing because those people can actually get the feeling of what it was like to be a lighthouse keeper in the past. It's like experiencing living history. It's great.
I find this fascinating. What kind of price range is there on these accommodations? Are we talking sky high?
Oh, no. Typically, it's quite reasonable. They're usually priced similar vacation rentals in their local areas. But keep in mind, when you rent a lighthouse property to stay at, you're at the best of the best. I mean, you're right on the ocean. You're at the tip of peninsulas. You're on promontories that extend into the lakes. You're at the most active locations tide-wise, maritime, animal-wise. Ships are going by. It's a very active and serene place at the same time. So there's a lot to experience, yeah.
You can find more information by going to the U.S. Lighthouse Society's website, which is abbreviated USLHS, U.S. Lighthouse Society, USLHS.org. Jeff Gales is the executive director. Jeff, I thank you for joining us. I think it's fascinating. I would love to stay in a lighthouse, and I appreciate your taking the time to tell us about it.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering two-for-one fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those two-for-one fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, good to have you in the house today. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA that you'll find at tnusa.com/carry. Having trouble paying the IRS? Haven't filed in a while? Receiving threatening letters? It's only going to get worse. Because if you haven't seen the news, the IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you and me. You need warriors on your side. The Tax Network USA team has brilliant strategies to resolve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. For example, they discovered a limited-time special offer that the IRS is willing to waive $1 million in penalties. So join us and find out if you qualify before it's too late. Never call the IRS alone. Let the attorneys at tnusa.com/carry handle it. They're the pros. They've got preferred direct lines to the IRS. More importantly, they know which agents to work with and which ones to avoid. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. Schedule your free consultation today by going to tnusa.com/carry, or you can find a direct link by going to the show website, rmworldtravel.com, and looking under sponsors. True story. A couple of summers ago, I took my then-girlfriend and her 12-year-old daughter to Disneyland in Los Angeles one day, and the next day to Universal Studios in L.A. They were visiting from Thailand, so it was a very big deal for my girlfriend's daughter, whose name is Fasai. So we did both parks on back-to-back days. And you know what I could have used? I could have used a theme park nanny, someone to take Fasai around while her mom and I sat down for an hour or so, or God forbid, have a leisurely meal. Well, guess what? Theme park nannies exist, and we're going to meet one right now. Her name is Cyan Nardiella, and she's the founder of Once Upon a Nanny. Cyan, where were you when I needed you?
Hello, it's nice to meet you. We have opened up about 4 years ago, providing theme park and resort childcare services in Orlando, in California.
So you are only near the resort parks in Orlando and in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, we mainly service the entire Orlando area as well as the Southern California area.
All right. You offer a variety of services. It's not just what I referred to as having another person helping guide my, you know, a child around. You offer a number of kinds of babysitting services. Can you describe those for us?
Certainly. We offer theme park care, and that can look like a family who has children in different age ranges who need somebody to sit with the younger children while the older children can ride with mom and dad, as well as providing resort care services so mom and dad could have a date night or they can hit the late night park hours while we put the kids to sleep.
Now, when you say resort care services, does that mean you go to the resort the family's staying at and stay in the hotel room, say with somebody who's, you know, younger age and not going out in the evening?
Yes, we come to the resort, we meet the family, we can take the kids to do anything that the resort has to offer, such as crafts or the pool. We do some bedtime prep, and then we put them to bed. So when mom and dad come back, they can just get to bed themselves.
I love this. Now, I looked at your website a few days ago, but it seemed like you generally hire out with three-hour minimums. Is that right?
Yes, we have a three-hour minimum, and it is $40 an hour in Orlando and $45 an hour in California. And you can book as many hours as you like. We operate 24 hours a day.
And do I, as the client, as your customer, do I pay your entry fee to the amusement park?
You do not. The company covers admission for both all of Disney and Universal theme parks.
That's a significant savings these days because entrance to these parks is not inexpensive.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So it helps be able to provide our services to a wide range of families and budgets.
And I presume you've well qualified your employees.
Yes, we call our babysitters fairy godnannies, and all fairy godnannies are background checked, CPR first aid certified, as well as reference checked.
I need one of those.
It's extremely helpful for families, for parents, and it's a good time all around.
And you're open every day of the year, I presume.
Yes, every day. We have bookings every single day, and we have 50 babysitters. So we have a lot of staff on hand to help.
And are most of your babysitters men or women?
We mostly have female babysitters.
Okay. Well, Cyan Nardiello is the founder of Once Upon a Nanny, which is a very unique service. And I would think, from personal experience, I wish I had known about her a couple years ago, but it's very helpful if you're visiting these theme parks because the theme parks are exhausted. Guess who's going to get exhausted first? You, not your kids. They'll stay all night if they were able to. Cyan, I thank you for joining us. The website is onceuponananny.com. Easy enough, onceuponananny.com. Thank you so much, Cyan. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's so great speaking with you.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, thanks for staying tuned in for all 10 segments today. This is the J Block, or segment 10, and we're sponsored by emeraldcruises.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means you're going to uncover rare sights, delight in regional wine or culinary tastings, and you're going to visit places of local and deep historical significance. They're also going to take you on guided tours. They've got bike rides, canoeing, canoeing adventures, and a lot more.
As a show fan, you're going to get 2-for-1 fares and free air on an array of cruises, plus bonus savings are also available. Go to emeraldcruises.com or check out rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Dr. Carla Hayden, who's the Librarian of Congress, and yes, not too many people will ever say they've had that title, is about to join us to discuss the annual Library of Congress National Book Festival. It's happening next Saturday, August 24th in Washington, D.C. Robert and I welcome her now.
Well, we do indeed, Mary. Welcome to the program, Carla.
Thank you. It's an exciting time.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know, I did some research before the show and learned that the festival was founded in 2001 by then Librarian of Congress James Billington and former First Lady Laura Bush. We all know that she indeed loved her books. Fast forward to 2024, and both Mary and I were really glad to see it still going strong 23 years later. So talk about the prominence of this festival with us and what folks can, really come experience when they attend. It'll be going on next Saturday.
Well, when First Lady Laura Bush arrived in D.C., she noted that there was no national book festival. She had started a very successful book festival when she was the First Lady of Texas. And my predecessor, Dr. Billington, said, well, now there is one. And so in 2001, they started the festival, and it's grown to be one of the nation's most prominent literary events. And it started at the library itself, then the lawn of the Capitol, then the National Mall, and now it's a full-day event at the Washington Convention Center, and it is wonderful.
Carla, in looking over the event schedule, I cannot believe how many readings and events are going on. You're bringing authors, famous authors, and poets, and all kinds of people in from all over. There's sports, religion, fiction, nonfiction, current events, technology, you name it, it looks like you have it. What do you recommend to potential visitors in terms of where do they start?
Well, one place they can start is looking at the schedule so that they can plan it out and say if they want to hear Doris Kearns Goodwin, want to talk about her personal story being married to Dick Goodwin, they can do that. They can see Max Greenfield. He's a TV actor, and he has a picture book out. Or the 40th anniversary of House on Mango Street with Sandra Cisneros. So looking at the schedule would be a great way to start.
Okay.
And then picking and choosing. And if you can't come in person, you could watch some of the sessions on C-SPAN. And also, we're live streaming on our website as well.
Yeah,
that helps too.
Absolutely. Okay.
And you look
so
at the cross section. Exactly. That's another option for folks.
You have Tamron Hall, who's a journalist and TV celebrity, with her new cookbook and her co-author, A Confident Cook. I could use that one. You have romance. You have James Patterson, who's going to be on the main stage, The Secret Lives of Booksellers and Librarians. And, of course, James McBride. Who's going to receive a prize for American fiction and talk about his new novel. So the range is, as you say, very striking.
Yeah.
So any family-friendly programming that you want to mention, Carla? I mean, and what I'm talking about, for folks interested, maybe they want, you know, the adult-oriented, higher-level events that are going on, but they also want to bring their families, too.
Well, I mentioned the actor Max Greenfield. He has a new picture book out, Good Night Thoughts, kind of a takeoff on Good Night Moon.
Good Night Moon, right, yeah.
And he offers some fun things to do when your thoughts are racing at bedtime and you got to get to sleep. That's a good family type of thing. And then we also have different activities on an expo floor. So it's at the convention center. So there's going to be a STEM area where you have hands-on with science and technology, with the National Science Foundation, the Children's Museum, a roadmap for reading. 54 states and territories from across the country will have books from their state and lots of Chotskys to go along with it. And so a lot of activities for the entire family.
Sounds terrific. I could use that book about when your mind is racing and you can't sleep. I think a lot of people listening, right? So talk about, before we conclude, what do you most enjoy about this annual festival that you think people should know?
What I enjoy and what I think people will gather is that you have families. You have multi-generational appreciation of the power of books. This year's theme is Books Build Us Up, celebrating how reading can connect us. And when you participate whether remotely or on site, you get that sense. Everybody's having fun. They're buying the books. They're standing in line to have their book signed by their favorite authors or authors they're just introduced to. So it's just a celebration, and you see just every size, shape, everybody there.
Well, listen, I want to give everybody the information. Folks, the voice you've been hearing is Dr. Carla Hayden. She is the Librarian of Congress. The event we're talking about, it is free. It's open to the public. It's being held in downtown Washington, D.C. at the Convention Center. So if you're looking for plans next Saturday, August 24th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., you now have them. The website is loc.gov/bookfest, LOC for Library of Congress, loc.gov/bookfest. You'll get additional information. Carla, really appreciate you sharing this information with us. Have a nice weekend, okay?
Oh, you too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there we are, Mary. That is an event.
I am ready to drive down for that.
That's it. We have a show to do next Saturday, Mary.
Well, I know, we do. We're going to have to figure this out at some point.
Could be a solo show next week, folks.
Somebody needs to go and report back.
Yeah, that's it. Although I know, RJ is going to be talking next week about all of his time out there in Monterey.
At Monterey, yes.
All right. That's going to do it for today, everyone. Until next Saturday, August 24th, when we are back with you, as we just said, for more Travel Talk at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.